The executive director of the Northfield Union of Youth, Kelly Padracki. Welcome back to Rich and Ryan in the Morning.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
We heard that you've been doing some globetrotting. Is that right?
Indeed, I have.
Where were you? And tell us all about it.
Thanks. Yeah, so I had the opportunity to travel to Thailand last month.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing. Northern Thailand and Chiang Mai. So I had the opportunity to go with some supporters of the Key and see the work that they've been doing over there. So they've spent the last 30 years of their life building orphanages over there. They've helped with substance use treatment. They built an incredible facility over there for disabilities, from autism to the wheelchair project. So I just really had an opportunity to see the impact that they've had over in Thailand and things that they want to do here to help NUI.
Wow. That's excellent. And did you get some good inspiration about both probably current projects and maybe some future projects as well?
Yeah, indeed. It was really incredible. I had about 3 days that I spent at one of their orphanages, and just to see that impact, to see how safe shelter changes lives, how supportive adults changes lives, and to see the mirror between the work they're doing over there and the work that we're doing here was really impactful.
Excellent. And speaking of safe shelter and the work you're doing here, we need to talk about the Wallflower House.
Yes, so exciting. The Wallflower House, we opened last month.
Congratulations again.
Thank you. It was really incredible at the ribbon cutting to see the community that came out and just the amount of people and how this community showed up, you know, not just for NUI, obviously, but for young people and for the house itself and just supporting safe shelter for kids that need it.
Yeah. For those who aren't familiar, tell us about the Wallflower House and what's the mission there?
Yeah. So the Wallflower House is a transitional home here in Northfield. It will house up to 4 young people ages 18 to 24 at a time. We currently have 3 people living in the home in conversations with the 4th. So less than 2 months and we're going to be full. So that'll tell you about the need for a space such as the Wallflower House. And just an incredible home that was really created by the community that came together, that adopted rooms and made it not just this sterile environment, but it's just cozy and warm and really just a place for kids there to breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And being able to figure out what that next step is going to be and how to get them back on a self-sustaining path.
Yeah. We offer, so every week, the young people that are in the home do a goal planning session with our case manager. They're in a life skills class with our intern, and then they meet weekly with the residents themselves and talk about how that's working. So it's really creating this community and this culture and this space. Yeah. It's pretty great.
I love that you're putting in these ways in which that they can learn and make sure that they're checking in with themselves to make that progress. You know, it's not just a place to stay. It's also a place where people can learn and grow. That is so excellent.
100%. And it's self-identified and it's individualized. So, you know, if we have one student, they're working on completing high school, right, and getting to their diploma while they're trying to work, while they're trying to manage time. So those are the goals that we're working on. Mm-hmm. And then we have another student that is in the workforce already. And what does it look like to manage time? And he wants to learn how to cook beyond making peanut butter toast and mac and cheese, right? And so really just learning how to become self-sustainable, how to become independent, and how to move on to that next step.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I know sometimes some people tend to take those life skills for granted because they were just taught to you, right? And not everybody has that luxury.
It's true. Okay. It's true.
We talked about this last time you were on, Kelly, but remind me, like the term of how long someone is going to live there. What is it? Is it until they achieve X amount of goals, or is it, you know, you've got 4 months or whatever it is? How does this work?
We've really not wanted to put a time frame on it because we recognize that everyone that's coming into the home is starting at a different point, right? And so we could have someone come in, say, out of substance use treatment, and they're really just needing that transitional period to get on their feet, and they may only need a few months to do that, right? Or we have someone that has left a domestic violence situation and they left with a backpack and a pair of shoes and they're starting at ground zero, right? And it's going to take them a little bit longer. And so we've just not put a time frame on it.
Okay. I think that's a good approach.
Yeah, I think so too.
Everyone's going to need different, they're going to have different needs.
That's right.
And we were talking a little bit before we began this interview about how you may be splitting the functionality of the home. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Wallflower House is actually a duplex here in downtown Northfield, and we have a lease on the right side of the duplex. So that right side we've turned into transitional housing.
Okay.
The left side of the house, sooner than expected, has become available.
Wow.
Right. All right. Exciting and a little bit scary.
Yeah.
Not, you know, we wanted a little more time to work out the kinks, and, you know, we don't want to move too fast. We want to make sure we're making smart, sustainable decisions.
Sure.
But yeah, the lease has become available on the left-hand side. So we're working on funding now and having all of those conversations to see if we want to pursue that. And if we do, we would like to make the left-hand side emergency shelter.
Okay. Yeah. So, and I know that this is all still very much an idea.
Sure.
What, could you tell us a little bit about what that emergency housing might look like?
Yeah. So again, it's something that we don't have here in Rice County for youth. And a lot of times with emergency shelter, it's one night, it's two nights. Mm. It's truly just, I need a place to stay until I can get to my aunt's house in Iowa.
Sure.
Right. I have someone coming to pick me up tomorrow, but tonight I'm sleeping at the laundromat. Mm-hmm. It's short term stay.
Yeah.
Where there's a plan in place or the next steps are ready, but they just need a few days.
Sure.
And so that would be emergency shelter.
Okay. Sounds good. And do you have an idea yet of approximately how many people you could house at one time for the emergency shelter?
Yeah, it's a very, very similar space to the Wallflower House, so we could do four at a time as well.
Gotcha. And would you also continue to still partner with, I'm sorry, the name of the hotel escapes me at the moment.
Yeah, Corotel.
Corotel, yeah.
Corotel. Okay. So if, again, I mean, we've so quickly gotten to capacity at Wallflower House, so I would hope that's not the case as well, the emergency shelter, but if it is, then we would continue to use Corotel if we need that space.
Keep them as a reserve.
Right.
Good plan. Good plan. Wow. Look at all the great things that you're doing. I love that.
It's amazing. And it's really, I mean, I truly say it's because of the community of Northfield and how they've come around in UI and these kids. Yeah. And so I'm just grateful for the community.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we were also discussing how this is kind of grant writing season for you, isn't it?
Goodness. I have a massive grant that is actually due at 11 o'clock this morning. Ooh. Indeed, it is. It is grant season. The kids at the Key, I will very shortly talk about this, and it's very, very early in the works, are helping me write a grant to renovate the space at the Key and to create it, to have more of a community hub, to build up at the Key, and to possibly put housing there. So I'll just sprinkle that out there. We could talk more about that in months to come and if we get the grant. But that's what we're currently working on right now.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's super exciting.
Okay. So with this renovation, would this be kind of like a top to tail renovation? Everything's brand new?
The kids are calling it Give the Key a Hat, which I think is adorable.
Oh, that's awesome.
amazing. I always say kids. It's our youth at the Key. Our 12 to 20-year-olds. They are talking about a three-story space. So, first floor would be the Key, remaining the heart of NUI. The second floor would be the community hub, where partners like Health Finders, Rice County Mental Health can come in and services can be accessed at our facility versus sending kids out for services. And then the third floor would be housing.
Wow, this is huge.
I know, and I wasn't intending on talking about this morning, but this grant that's due at 11, so it's very much at the forefront of my head.
Top of mind.
We're not going to ask you about it again until when do you expect to hear about it?
We should probably hear something in April about funding.
Okay, right. So, we're going to ask you about it in May, unless of course you come screaming down the street going, we got it, I want to get on the radio right now.
deal.
I am just, I don't know about you, Rich, but I am continuously amazed by your efforts and your projects. They're just, you're always blowing my mind of what's coming next. So.
Thank you.
Me too.
You work so hard and you've just done so much in such a short period of time. Can't wait to see what the future holds for NUI.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So to wrap it all up here, do we have any announcements of just any upcoming events or general announcements you'd like to make?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of partnerships right now. So we have Representative Purcell that's coming to visit on Friday, tomorrow. Ooh, this week went by fast. Goodness. So Representative Purcell will be at the Key and is actually coming by the Wallflower House tomorrow.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then we're partnering with Carleton College. We're getting ready to do an ACE class with them. So it's a community engagement course on housing, and they'll have focus groups with our kids at the Key and getting their perspectives and asking about what their needs are and what their wants are. So lots of partnerships are happening right now.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time too. You know, we always
we never ask this question, and I think it's probably something we should be asking every time you're here. You've got such amazing projects happening right now. If somebody wants to give you some money.
Thank you.
What's the best way to do that?
I so appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Talking about the lease that we have this opportunity of securing, we can't do that without funding.
Yeah.
And that's really where the pause is right now. Of course, I would jump in and sign that lease right now if I thought it was sustainable financially. We have a match in place. So actually the donor that I went to Thailand with is going to match dollar for dollar up to $50,000. Mm-hmm. So if anyone donates right now, that gets doubled. You give $100, they're going to give $100. So your $100 effectively becomes $200.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So if you can give right now, now's the time with this match in place. You can drop it off at the Key 7 days a week, 2:30 to 9:30. You can mail it to our P.O. Box, P.O. Box 481, which is here in Northfield, 55057. Or easy enough, go online, unionofyouth.org, hit donate, and you can use a card right there.
How long will the match last for?
They are extraordinarily kind and generous folks. And so up until we make that match.
Oh, okay.
They are
so it's
not
just
putting
kind of an open-ended.
Yes.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yep.
Checks payable to Northfield Union of Youth?
Yes. Checks is payable to Northfield Union of Youth.
Do you take credit cards?
Indeed.
All right.
And
absolutely.
Of course, you always accept our donations for like food, clothing, all that can be dropped off at the Key at any time during the open hours, right?
Yes, please. Yeah. Right now, I actually sent out like a all call on social media. We're doing an art project with denim.
Okay.
Kids are doing lino cut stamps and creating patches on denim and then cutting out the denim to create the patches. Super cool project. And so denim right now is something we're asking for. It can be ripped, torn jeans.
Yep. I have got you covered.
Yeah,
I
do too.
I have a pile of it at home.
Amazing. We'd be grateful. Bring it on down.
All right.
I have two pair of jeans that I need to replace. As soon as I got them replaced, you can have them.
Thank you so much. We'll take them. Grateful. Thank you both.
That's outstanding. Thanks, Kelly. We appreciate your time.
That is Kelly Padracki with the Northfield Union of Youth, the wonderful executive director over there.